Thank you for joining us today. We've been having a good time sharing. We have a pastor with us today, and we've just been sharing about the wonderful things of the Lord. Sunday afternoon, God is good. Father, I want to just thank you. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for your wonderful goodness. I thank you for the love of the Lord Jesus that unites us together by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray a special anointing on Brother Freedom. Lord, you just take over. Thank you, Lord. You've ordained this service from before the foundation of the world. You know exactly what's going to be said because you are the one that the author of it all. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to us. I know I need all the help I can get. Lord, I just love it when you come. I love to feel your wonderful spirit. And I love you and I thank you for what you're going to do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, I so do thank you. And I want to say I love you so much. And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, I love you all so much. There's a lot of meetings, you're all there together. And Father, I count it a privilege this day. I know that I'm nobody, but what I have in you is real. And that's really the only part of me that's real, is what it's your part. The rest of me is sort of fading away. But I know my spirit is in you this day. And I know that the message that you placed upon my heart to try to endeavor to preach this afternoon, I've never preached it before, but I know it's needful. And you've let me know that you're going to be with me. I pray that you'll put your approval on this, every word, every anointing, every syllable, everything that's supposed to be said will be done. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask my brother Micah to read up. It's in Joel. I want him to read it. And it's a passage in Joel, the same as spoken in the book of Acts.
This is Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and following. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant who the Lord shall call.
Thank you very much. With God's help, I'm going to really speak about this coming to pass is telling about the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Now, I believe, really believe with all my heart, God's conformed it. It's already happened back in about 1900, different spots, but it started happening. And it was really, God was really moving in a mighty way to around the 1940s. And what happened in the 1940s and on past that was sort of the humanistic realm came in with the Spirit. See, I didn't really know this till today, but God just spoke it to me a few minutes ago, so I know why I don't even thought, never thought about it. When we receive salvation, it's for whosoever will. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And now it's a gift out there for everybody. Everybody within hearing can receive. The Holy Ghost, He calls you. He don't take you. You're like the Lord told me this on the way over. You know, like going, and the officer can't go to gate school, OCS. You have to be selected to go to OCS. See, God has a way, because Jesus was led by the Holy Ghost. And the same Spirit that Jesus was led by, it says in Romans, we can be led by that same Spirit, because Jesus came as He was God Himself, but He humbled Himself as a man. And so the Holy Ghost led Him in all truth, and He verifies with us. He says, I know how you're going. But how much as I needed Him, you need Him also. The 14th chapter of St. John, He declares that Jesus said it's needful that He go away. I'm going to start back a little bit on that. I'm going to do a little teaching here today because I really want this to get in your heart. 14:10, Noah 12, we'll start with 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So it's needful. Jesus, in this time of he's in the garden there, he says, I'm going to be departing very soon. But he, the other place, he says, I go to Jerusalem and tarry till I do you with power from on high. And that was the early outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And who, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. He's telling us that we're going to receive power. Now Joel says you shall receive power. That's dunamis, that's dynamite, that's dunamis power. It's a supernatural power from heaven. And if ye ask me anything in my name, we all know we use that wonderful name of Jesus. We're not putting Jesus down a bit. He said, Jesus is the one who spoke this. It's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will pray the Father, and he shall send forth the Comforter in my name. If you love me and keep my commandments, you know, I love that scripture anyway. If you love me, keep my commandments. The Bible says his commandments are not grievous. They're loving. They're wonderful. They're to support us. That's what we're all moved upon, is by the Word of God. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That he might abide with you forever. Joel said, this is, goes off as the Lord, as far as the promise is to you, and as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. That's to the dispensation of his coming. It's for us all. Still, it's up to date. It's up to date. Ye shall receive power, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, neither knoweth him. You know, truly, and if you get cold, you don't see him anymore either. And what happens? God baptized these men with the Holy Ghost there with 120 because he'd already seen their hearts. And they received an initial touch from heaven. And when I received the whole book, the glory of God, it was like nothing I've ever seen. Who but Spirit of God's all over. The glory of God. I tarried a full year. And people laughed. People would say, well, something's wrong with you, you know. But I'm glad I had to tarry. Because God had to choose me. It wouldn't have been worth nothing if I could have just went out there and it wasn't easy. I had to tarry for God. And when God came in my heart, it was, for three weeks, the Spirit of God was there. The glory of God was real. God told me I was going in jail ministry. And I didn't know why and that I was going. And my wife didn't know what was happening to me either. And the pastor, they said, oh, he can't go in jail ministry. And the Lord finally told me very shortly, says, who are you going to listen to, me or even your pastor? Says, you deal with me and I'll deal with your pastor about it. And he did. I went in jail ministry. And God's really put it deep in my heart that he wants us to go all the way. God chooses us for candidates to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's something you receive after you're saved. And I'm saying that very, what God still must show my heart. We have it after we're saved. And the Lord told me today it's preferably that come that way because God wants to show ourselves as we really want it. It's something that we should never seek for unless we truly want it with all of our heart, with all our soul. Because if we want it and then we let it go, we've lost a great treasure. And we're going to lose out probably for a long fall because it's something that's really wonderful. And that's why a lot of people don't receive it. But it's for special ones that really want it. And God will. I know this hour
that we're not seeing many receive because this dispensation is closing down. That's where the problem is. This dispensation that we're in is soon coming down to the time of Jesus coming. And what happened, the Lord was showing me this today, and I've known it for some time. About 30, 40 years ago, people would get in prayer lines. They had prayer lines. That was they should have not did it, but they did that. So there were some people that felt like they had to prove something. And so they'd say, I've got it when they haven't got it. Well, see, that's very dangerous with God, saying you got something when you haven't got it. And so these people crept in, and pretty soon they crept in the camp, and a lot of people were supposed to be really full of the Spirit were not truly there. It was only through name. They're claiming it, believing it, when they didn't have it. And so they were not really anointed from heaven. See, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And any time we don't go not God's way, we're in trouble. And we're to seek God with all of our heart. And like I'm saying, I really don't know from now on how many people are going to really receive. God may be doing an amendment, but I truly don't. I believe that that dispensation is about over. And I believe by the time my life is all out, if God tarries, it's going to be over. But God showed me. Because there's not many people left that have the unction from the Holy Ghost. It's a quality that's not here. It's not in any depth. Not with power. Not what me and Eva felt. That glory come down. That we could see the heavens coming down. That God could show me these great things that's going to happen in the last days. And I would see it as a great movie. I would see what was going to take place. I would see the book of Revelations come to pass as the Spirit of God moved with unction. But it comes only through the move of God's Spirit. It comes in no other way, there's no other way. You know, I'd be fooling everybody by the unction of the Spirit of God than I'd do anything here. I'm old, decrepit, out of the way, out of date, everything. But it's the unction of the Spirit of God. And God is the one that brings us into the fullness. He brings us into that joy unspeakable full of glory. We need the glory of God to be on us, to illuminate us in a way that we can able to come against principalities, powers of darkness, all of the bad things in this world, that we can come against them and not be afraid. God gives us an anointing that breaks forth the yoke. He will give us strength to endure hardness. He'll give us power. And he says he will not leave us comfortless. He is the God of all comfort. And Corinthians says he is the God of all comforts. He comforts us all of our tribulations by the same comfort that he comforts us, that we're able to reach out and comfort others that are in the same troubles. The unction of the Holy Ghost was given that the church might receive power from on heaven. And the book of Ephesians gives it very explicitly that he is going to do a great work and a great power through the Word of God. I used to read this book through every day, so I read it through every day, and book of Romans through every day. I used to do that for quite a while. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. This is the power of the Holy Ghost. See, men have said we don't need this. But we need a supernatural power that helps us to cope with life itself. We have not the words, we don't have the vocabulary to speak the things that God would have us speak. It takes a heavenly contact from heaven. Like I'm speaking now, it's not me. It's the Spirit of God that somehow comes down and does what I don't even know. I'm be lost. But God just uses me as a tool here. I'm nothing. But it's the Spirit that makes it happen. Like I said there in church, it's not me, it's the Spirit of God. And I have to recognize there's times when I'm not in that kind of spirit. I'm in a form of the Spirit, but I'm not moved by the Spirit. There's no unction there to do the will of God. I'm like I'm sleeping. But when I'm turned on, it only takes a minute to turn me on, though. Just a second, it's wide open. It's hard to catch you, not on guard, because the glory is there. It's there. spontaneous. It's like spontaneous combustion. It's alive. It's real. It doesn't worry. It makes you bear every alert. It makes you faithful. But this is what I really like about it. It's for the perfection of the saints. For the work of the ministry. Brother Frank, that's what you need. The work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. The edifying of the body of Christ. The Bible says, Jude, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Brother Frank, there's a power, I've never done anything but pray in the heavenly language. It gives me a supernatural power. It gives me an edge above life itself. Edge over wrong spirits, edge over things that I don't know of. When I prayed for people and God healed, when they was dead, I prayed in the spirit and they come alive. My brother, I prayed 2 hours and 30 minutes and he was died. They were supposed to be, and I just kept praying and the nurse came in, he opened us up his eyes and says, where am I? I says, God, you're here with us. God, the supernatural power from heaven, I don't even question God why I would do it. I know it's like a engine that makes a noise, but you can't gauge that horsepower, that engine, what you hear, the hot's coming out of the exhaust pipe. It's what is transmitting out of the flywheel housing. It's for the power. And that's like us, as spirit, with the spirit of God that enables you to go against principalities. 1,000 shall fall to the side, 10,000 the right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto me. Only mine eyes shall behold and begin to see the reward of the wicked. And he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. We need the power of the Holy Ghost this hour that we've never had it before. It's like diesel engines nowadays. 30 years ago, they could not come up do what they're doing nowadays. They made turbochargers, heat exchangers, all these things where an engine would put out 200 horse, that same engine now put out probably 500 horse. And that's what we do with the Holy Ghost. It gives you more up. It gives you more in tune with God. It gives you a keenness, the Spirit of God, that you're alive unto God. You're dead in this world. And we need to be, the Church of God needs to be alive unto heaven. The Church of God needs to have the anointing that breaks forth to you, that you can command the Spirit of God. You know, there's no question in your heart that God is with you. He says, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him which loved us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities, things present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. We face crisis all the time and we're not equipped for it. The equipping of the saints is the move from heaven. God comes down and what we can't do, he takes over and does it. Oh, come, I see them, of course. The glory of God comes down. See, we all come in the unity of faith. The unity of faith where we don't see that no more. One church has one. Someone was telling me the other day that the church, a certain church, every time that someone argues, they break off and have another church. Well, that's what we do in the natural. See, that's why God chose to have the Holy Ghost. Because he can get the same message out to all of us in the same room. It better be the same message. We better get down and pray until it is the same message. We need to know it's from heaven. God is not absent. He's here, ever present. He's here to give us help. He's here to strengthen us. He's here to testify himself through us, for us, in us, and about us. The glory of God can be there to have revelation, knowledge, to know what said the Spirit of God. It's like myself, a few years back, I had this engine running, and I had the throttle wide open, and the Lord spoke to my heart real fast, says, close the throttle, and I closed the throttle. And this man that was there says, what did you kill the engine for? I said, there's a rag in the hydraulic pump, or transmission pump. He said, how do you know? I said, I don't know. It's revelation knowledge. And sure enough, it was only God could shut that engine down that fast. Only God could do this thing. I was going to tip a cat over up here in the woods. And if it had been the Lord, and I was tipping up, the Lord says, straighten up and get right. And I did exactly what God had me to do.
And I didn't tip over.
A trump was going to hit me. And no way to avoid it. And the Lord says, let me have the steering wheel. And I said, okay. So the Lord just went right around that trump. I've seen God move too many times. He moves now. Like that morning, He said, pray that this girl will be saved. And I kept praying for her that morning. And I said, Lord, what is going to happen? I said, I've got to turn off to Dye Creek Ranch. He says, within a few seconds, you're going to see it. And I see this Dodge pickup hit this tree head on, explode. And she should have been killed. It should have burned up. And I said, Lord, don't let no fire break out. Lord didn't know, just stop no fire. I mean, she was sitting in shambles. And here I'm seeing her. I mean, this whole cab of this pickup has left her. She's sitting there on a scratch on her, having blood come out of her mouth. And I said, Nancy? And she says, yes. I said, God told me who you were. And I said, you know that God loves you? She says, yes, I do. I said, you know, God saved you. She says, yes, I know that. She says, would you pray for me now that my parents would not be upset? I said, you get in my truck. Because that seat of that truck was holy ground. I believe we need some place that all our days are ordered by God. And every time I got behind that cab of that truck, I prayed in the Spirit. When I went someplace, I knew what was going to happen. When I prayed for Nancy, I knew that that blood was going to stop. And there was not going to be no trauma. And there was nothing going to be wrong with her. She was no effects from that wreck that could have taken her life. But I was thankful that God, through the prayers He put upon me, was able to save that girl. Now, she doesn't know it. Her folks don't know it. But God knows it. And that's all that counts, is what God knows. I would have never been where I was if it hadn't been the Holy Ghost. I knew exactly. How come was she? I knew. The Spirit of God gave me that option. Day after day, He let me know at the same time that there's going to be a great disaster that's going to take place in this earth. In the last few years that this mankind lives here, the churches are going to fall apart. There's going to be much learning, but no understanding. Ever learning, never able to come into the Spirit of God. And as a mechanical church has come forth, a mechanical church, it means they plan. And God says, I want to run my church. Well, we don't need you, God. That's what people say. We don't need you. I've been in board meetings, so I know this. A fact, God let me live in these circumstances. We don't want the move. I says, you've got to have the move from heaven. You've got to have the move. We don't want it. You don't need people like you in our church. Talk about me. Well, I tell you, we need the Spirit of God. Yes, they can do without me. They can't do without God. You can't do without God. Out there today, in wherever you are in the world, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost that comes and meets your need. To be your friend, if you have to sit under a tree by yourself, the time that God comes home, that you can make it. I'm a place that I can make it by myself. The unction of God. How come I see the glory of God is here to uplift us, to encourage us, to take us in heavenly places. And God give me such an appetite. I ate this book. The Lord told me, He said, eat my book. Don't read it like most men. I read this book 2 hours and 45 minutes a day for about 10 years. And it became food. He came alive in my spirit. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly ask or think according to the power that works within us. There's a power. Great peace have they in the love of my law, and nothing shall offend them. You bind me in my words, abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. I eat it. It becomes life. Bible says, in the last days of you must worship Him in spirit and truth. The truth shall set us free. The Spirit of God is God's part in us. It motivates the Spirit of God, the truth in us. It's like an engine. We're just like, it's so easy for me. God was easy for me to understand God. I understand a piece of equipment. If I don't run, there's a lot of possibilities why I don't run. And we're the same way. Maybe we haven't read the Bible. Maybe we haven't prayed. Maybe we quit loving God. A lot of things we may be coming up minus. We mean to be overjoyed with God's joy. The Bible says that our joy be full. That our joy be where it should be. That we have an over flowing of God's power, the overflow of God's blessing. I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. If we abide in Him and His Word abide in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. Call on me, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Seek ye first His kingdom, and all these other things shall be added unto you. My people which call by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sin and heal the land. You abide in me, and my words abide in you. You just ask what you will, and it shall be done. There's a way of seeing right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show so strong on behalf whose hearts are made perfect toward me. If my people which call my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Great peace have they loved my law. Great peace have they loved my law, and nothing shall offend them. How come I shall glory? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they cover me. And notice my hand with oil, my cup run over. Surely give us mercy for me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I've not brought preached out. I'm old. But I know the Holy Ghost is for the hour. And I'm afraid that some will miss it. It's what we need. The Holy Ghost is what we need. We need His power. We need His anointing. And we don't tell people how they can get it. The Holy Ghost, He asks us. We have to say, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. Now, God so loved us, He gave us, we can ask for Jesus. But it's the other way around when we receive the Spirit of God. Lord, make me clean, for I am the temple of the living God. See, God will not make us home in a dirty vessel. God wants us to be pure. There's a way that seems right unto man. At the end thereof are the ways of death. I believe today that all of you out there can see there's been a shortage and people would seek the living God. You know, they tried to take shortcuts. And I've learned this a long time ago that shortcuts never ever really work. I've seen people say, well, you take this shortcut and you can get this engine out this length of time. Well, generally had so much trouble with overtake the time they gained, they lost it. We don't take shortcuts into God. We shouldn't even be in our heart, and it shouldn't be in our vocabulary to want a shortcut. The more special time of my life is when God taught me. Every day He told me, He says, before this day's over, you'll be right awake. I can tell you things. When I say stop this day, you stop. And all these things started to become motivating. God was never wrong one time. Always right. Never had to question. God's real. He's ever forever faithful. He loves us so much. He wants us all to be ready for heaven. He's given us a prize, a heavenly calling, the faith not away. He's given us an inheritance, the faith not away. God wants us to be joyful. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And any time you get to where you're not joyful, you need to stop and take inventory. You're too busy. Number one, you're too busy. You need to start seeking God. You need to pray to God. You need to read your word. And you need to love other people. These are things you got to do before ministries can start. Got to carry out. It's like an engine. To make it run, I've got to make sure I watch the oil level. Got to make sure the fuel tank's full. Got to make sure the fuel filters are kept clean. Air cleaners kept clean. All these things have to be done to keep this unit running. We're the same way. We have to keep ourselves pure before heaven. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. He'll keep you from the going out and the coming in. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that He is God. He's the one that made us. With the sheep in His pasture, enter gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Hallelujah. Kasha, love it. Oh, it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down to green grass. Rather, trust the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of God, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor stands in the seat of the scornful. His light is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate both day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither. Whatsoever the Lord... See, I'm getting old, because used to I could just go fly through these scriptures. I can't do it now. I don't have what I had. Used to I didn't make no mistakes. Now God showed me that I'm getting old. That's what we need, the unction of the Spirit of God. My mind, I could go through this scripture and never miss a lick. We gotta say the words right. We need the unction from God's help every day of our life. There'll never be one day in our life that we can make it by ourselves. Every day that we stay out of the hospital is just a plus. Every day that we don't have an accident, that's another plus. Every day that we go through life and we just, everything seems to be okay, that's just a plus. We need to recognize where our help comes from heaven. He's leading us to a very big prize. And that prize has been given. And Jesus has paid full that we might have a wonderful experience forever and ever and ever. And never deplete. Our memories fade away. Our things fade away in life itself. But where we're going, we're not going to have no loss of nothing. We're going to have abundance. We're going to have an overflow of God's glory. I pray that God will bless you all this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray the Spirit of God will be upon you in a mighty way. And I pray that God will touch you from heaven. I thank you for your prayer that God will bless you. If you have any questions, write in and whatever you want. Please let us know, and we pray that God will be over you in a wonderful name in heaven. God bless you. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Amen.